Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unbelievable. That was a great play, but we're not going to have any more of those. Not going to have any more of those. Good morning on this Saturday morning. The end of, I don't even know what to call this era of Carson Wentz. What do we call this era of Carson Wentz? There was good. The Eagles would not have been in the Super Bowl without Carson Wentz. We know that, but that's really all, I guess, that people can hang on to. I know there's been a lot of discussion since he was traded, finally traded. You had to know that they weren't going to get two number ones. That nonsense that was put out by Adam Schefter and people, and Howie Roseman tried to do his job by trying to get all that nonsense out there. But what's amazing, it was just Chicago. It was just Chicago, and it was just Indianapolis. And neither team really wanted to make an offer until they knew they were the team not to go back to the other team. So but for all those people that thought they should have got a number one pick, and there's no guarantee. I think everybody assumes, okay, so they get a third this year and then a second, which could be a first to be placed 75% of the plays or 70% of the plays and they make the playoffs. Looking at that division, if they don't make the playoffs, that is really a bad situation in being the Colts. But everybody thought, oh, they're going to get a number one pick. Well, they didn't. So when you look back at what they gave up a lot of picks, and they made, and people make decisions on quarterbacks. And for the 10 years, I think it was 10 or maybe 12 years before Carson Wentz, including that draft 2016, there were, 20-some quarterbacks taken, and none of those quarterbacks are still with their original team now. Not one. It is really a hard position, and sometimes you got to get lucky. It's a hard position to determine whether they can play in the NFL. That's why we all assume that Lawrence is going to be without a question, a good NFL quarterback. I don't think you can assume that. But after that, I don't know that you can assume anything. But so it's difficult. Who knows whether the Eagles will draft a quarterback at 6. I don't know what you get at 6. I don't know if you're just wasting a draft pick. But I do have questions about Jalen Hurts being the quarterback of the future for the Eagles that gives them a really good chance to go not only deep into the playoffs, but get back to a Super Bowl. I think Jalen Hurts has to come a long way, but let's deal with Wentz today, and we can deal with Jalen Hurts. And there were some great plays, as you heard coming out of the show. It's just he extended plays by the things he did, and it was that play against the Washington Redskins, which you heard to open the show. But where did it fall apart? That's the problem. Where did it fall apart? What happened? And I pointed, I can point to one thing. I was on the NFL Network yesterday on a show, NFL Now. And I think it fell apart when they drafted Jalen Hurts. And that's because I don't think Carson Wentz was strong enough mentally. You know, to play that position, you have to be strong mentally. And no question, you can't be a quarterback in the NFL and not have a good mental makeup. But for whatever happened, he lost it. He lost that good mental makeup. Because when they drafted Jalen Hurts, I think that's where you can trace it, where he was angry, angry at the Eagles. He was angry at Howie Roseman. He was angry for that happening. And he didn't handle it well. It's interesting because the first game he started out was the Redskins. The Redskins were the first game when they were up 17-0, and they blew the lead because he started to make mistakes. So you can point to that game too, but where did it go wrong? But I've heard people be really upset and over the top angry, which is ridiculous. You know, these things happen in the NFL, but so many people said, "Oh, he's the franchise quarterback," and I was one of them. I thought that he was that good. And you could see he was really that good in 2017. How do you play that well? How do you play that well? And he was, you know, he was good enough. He was good after that, but not at the same level. But how do you play that well and never get back to something, to anything close to that level? He didn't turn the ball over for the next, when he came back in 2018 and 2019, he didn't turn the ball over a lot, but he was a turnover machine this last season. A turnover machine. What the hell happened with him? What happened? How many people are upset with the compensation? We'll talk about that today. How many people are upset with the compensation? I know there's people that thought they would get a number one pick, and they had to get a number one pick. They may not get a number, and the number one pick, if, and it's a big if they get it, is not this year, but the next year. His value was not that high. And finally, the Eagles couldn't play games anymore, and they had to get rid of him. But the cap hit they take, and this year was not going to be a good year as far as where they are in the cap. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be really bad. Carson Wentz, I believe his cap hit is $11 million worse than any cap hit for a player in NFL history. $11 million worse. And really what you have to go back to, I listened and I tweeted it during the week, the news conference, everybody was goo-goo, gaga, and everything was great, and Carson Wentz signed a new contract, and he's going to be here for a long time. It's amazing when you start looking back at things and say, oh, how happy everybody was, and they signed him to a contract, $128 million, but obviously there's a lot of that that's not guaranteed. Nonetheless, he got a lot of money, and it put the Eagles in a really bad situation this year, really bad. But they were already in a bad situation from extending contracts and moving contracts down the line, and they're not done yet, and they're going to get hit with some more because there's going to be more guys. I mean, DeSean Jackson was officially released yesterday, which is no surprise. I would be surprised if Alshon Jeffrey is back. The cap hit may prevent that, but it doesn't make any sense. You just got to move on. It doesn't make any sense to keep Alshon Jeffrey, even though you do not have a lot of wide receivers on this team. But the compensation, are you upset with the compensation that the Eagles got for Carson Wentz, considering all they gave up to move up? And it looked great at the time. First and second pick of that draft are both now gone from their original teams. And then here's the other thing, which we know is a problem. Do you have faith in the Eagles? Do you have faith in the Eagles to move back from this? Faith in the Eagles that they're going to do the right things to get themselves straightened out. Do you have faith in the Eagles? I think that's a big question. It's a big question. So a few questions today. All right, Carson Wentz is gone. You may want to talk about the memories. And you got to go back to 2017. His last pass in 2017, he threw a touchdown with a torn ACL. He threw a touchdown pass with a torn ACL. He made that happen, and Alshon Jeffrey made a good catch in the end zone. That was the Rams game where they clinched the division, and it got them pretty much on their way to having home field in the playoffs, which really, without that, they don't get to the Super Bowl. And without that, obviously, if they don't get to the Super Bowl, they don't win the Super Bowl. So it almost seems like a distant memory, and it's not that long ago. But the other sad part of what's happened with Carson Wentz, it got the head coach fired, and that's, I don't know that Nick Sirianni is better than Doug Peterson. And right now I would say no, because Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl. You can't say Nick Sirianni's better than Doug Peterson. We're all going to give him a, I think most people, and the same with me, are going to give Nick Sirianni a chance as the head coach of the Eagles. I mean, you got to do that. That's what you have. You want the Eagles to win, and Nick Sirianni's got to get a chance. But Doug Peterson's a better coach. So Carson Wentz caused coaches to get fired, Doug Peterson to get fired. There's so many things. And Doug Peterson's not the only, or Carson Wentz is not the only one that caused people to get fired. So let's not just blame everything on Carson Wentz, which I know there's a lot of people that are going to do. So mad or upset that he's gone, mad and upset, happy that he's gone. Where did it fall apart? What the heck happened? Are you upset with the compensation? Do you have faith in the Eagles to recover from this? And also today, the Phillies pitchers and catchers reported, but it seems with all the Eagles stuff, it's really an afterthought. What's not an afterthought is JT Realmuto has a small fracture in his right thumb, the base of his right thumb. Now, on the surface, he may or may not be ready for opening day. Okay. But I don't know if it's the beginning. He had injury last year. When you sign a player to a five-year contract, and that was my reservation about signing JT Realmuto to a five-year contract at that kind of money. Well, you're going to pay him money, but you could pay him that money, but 5 years is, and with no DH, he's going to have to play more and not be a DH. I don't know how many people have thoughts on that. And again, pitchers and catchers, but are you getting all juiced up with the Phillies, or it's just, we'll have to see what happens. Their over-under for wins is not better than most of the teams in the National League. I'll touch base. We'll touch base with that too. 76ers won last night. For the second straight game without Ben Simmons, they played the second straight game without Simmons. And I don't know that they're not a better team without. Well, I do. I believe they are a better team without Ben Simmons. They're not good enough to win a with or without Ben Simmons. They're not good enough to win a championship. You know, Embiid scores 50, but obviously he does not like playing against the better big men in the league. I think that's pretty obvious. That's great. And he's not the MVP. He's having a terrific season. There's nobody, and I don't want to take away from the season he's having. But I think Jokic is the MVP, has not missed a game. The guy can score. He's really good at moving the ball around and getting assists. Doesn't turn the ball over like Embiid does a lot. He's the MVP. LeBron will lobby for it at the end. I think it's going to come down to those two people. Embiid's having a terrific year, but he's not the MVP. So that's my opinion. You know, let me play. I want to play something. Keith Pompey asked Doc Rivers when he skipped, when he decided he had back stiffness. I love that injury. Back stiffness is now the favorite injury when Joel Embiid doesn't want to play against Rudy Gobert, who's terrific. And I don't want to hear Ben Simmons say, oh, I dominated. I dominated on offense. And I'd love to go against Rudy Gobert all the time. You're a guard. He's a center. Come on, man. It's just, he won't score 42 again in his career, Ben Simmons, because everything was at the basket. But Doc Rivers, the question of whether Embiid is ducking the bigger centers. Kyle, if you have that there, let's play the question that to Doc Rivers after the Utah loss.
Is there a little concern about Joel? I mean, I know he's going to miss games, but it just seems like a lot of the games he missed were against elite centers, matchups against elite centers.
I don't know. Are you trying to say something, Keith?
I'm asking a question. Is there like a little concern about that?
That's a hell of a question. No, he was just a late scratch. I mean, obviously, I thought there was no issues with Joel. I thought he could play. And then they came to me and told me his back is still stiff. So I don't think this is a long-term issue or anything like that. I think it's just a game miss.
Doc Rivers just throws out so much BS. Maybe a good coach. Maybe a good coach, but boy, he throws out a lot of BS. He kind of just soft-pedaled through that question and no, and then all this other nonsense. I thought he was going to play. Well, he didn't play. He didn't play against one of the best centers. He hasn't played against the better centers in the league this year. Has not played. And the reason I don't think he's the MVP, misses too many games. You know, he did warm up, and well, but he bailed out. This back stiffness nonsense. It just, players play when they have aches and pains and bruises. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that. Doc Rivers just, boy, he is one of the best tap dancers there is. He just throws out a lot of talk about nothing when you really ask him that kind of question. But then again, I mean, it's the Sixers still, have they beaten the Lakers? I guess the Lakers are the only good team that they've beaten, right? I'm trying to think of any other good team that they've beaten. But again, they haven't played Milwaukee. They haven't played a lot of the teams yet. So, who have they beaten? And the other teams in the conference are really, I don't know if they're tired from last year, whatever the case. But we can talk about that a little bit. Oh, but also, I have a $100 gift certificate for, and we'll determine the best one, to $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Check all their great stuff out at thebruno.com. They got a new store coming. It's now less than a month away in Wayne, Pennsylvania, and I will be out there. And I can't wait to see their store. I shopped at the store over in Ardmore at the Farmers Market last week. But I've shot at quite a few of their stores. But anyway, I have the $100 gift certificate, and here's the question. The best or the worst love-hate relationships by a player with a team. It doesn't have to be Philadelphia, but you can focus on Philadelphia. The best love-hate relationships. And now it's a love-hate relationship with Carson. Well, there's always players that you think about. The best love-hate relationships, and the one we determine is the best, you will win a $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. DeBruno.com is where you can check it all out, all the great food. They had a lot of people enjoyed their catering for Valentine's Day. The food is it's off the charts good. So we will have that $100 gift certificate for you today. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin on a Saturday morning. It'll probably be the last, well, no, not in Philadelphia. I was going to say it's going to be the last big Carson Wentz day. Wait till after the first game. I don't know who the Colts are going to play their first game and who the Eagles are going to play their first game. But if Carson Wentz has a really good game or a really bad game, the next day will be a Carson Wentz day. On WIP. There's no question in my mind. 94 WIP, WIP Sports Time now is 8:19. And boy, do we know winter is here. Winter is here. It was, what a brutal week. And we're not through it yet, although it's going to get a little better this week. But Tasty Cake, it's a good time for them. Every part of the year is a good time for them. But you got so many great seasonal favorites at this time of the year. They have the best snack cakes and pies. So let's talk about a few of them. The treats like the salted caramel mini donuts, the mint chocolate glaze pies. There's so many ones. Chocolate lovers, there's so many great things. But the Tasty Claire baked pies has always been one of my favorites. As far as the pies, of course, I like the butterscotch crimpets, the peanut butter candy cakes, all those other good things. But the seasonal favorites are terrific. It doesn't get any more delicious. So head down to your nearest store, pick up some Tasty Cake treats, because nothing satisfies like the uniquely sweet taste of Tasty Cake. Except no substitutes. Follow Tasty Cake on Facebook and Instagram for more. WIP. Kind of amazing. I think he's going to do well there. How many people really hope that Carson Wentz does well there? I'm going to break tradition on Saturday morning, because I think Matt waits up all night to just try to be the first caller on Saturday morning. Matt, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I never had a bad day in my life, Matt. How much better can it be? I'm talking to you.
Howard, no, I do not wait up all night. That is not what I do. But I did sleep a lot yesterday. I was going through some things. I got my second vaccine for COVID, and it kind of put me down for about a day. So I woke up nice and early this morning feeling great, and the first person I thought about was you, Howard, and I'm glad I'm 100% to talk to you today.
So the vaccine did that for you then, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've heard.
So
I've
everybody heard that gets the vaccine, everybody that gets the vaccine is going to be ready to talk to me.
Yes, exactly. That was, okay. Yeah, I hope. I really do hope.
Okay. All right.
All right, Howard, to answer some of your questions, I think it all kind of came apart for Carson. In that game you mentioned, he threw his last touchdown on a torn ACL. I think that is when it really started, because at that moment we lost the quarterback that he was, and he was never physically going to be the same quarterback again. I mean, I personally believe that.
Well, yeah, but when you look at that, after his next, when he came back the next season, or he came back from an injury, but then the following season, his touchdown to interception ratio was still good. It wasn't as good as that 2017 year, but he was still good. If they had more people, more playmakers and more people around him, I think it would have been, I don't know if they would have gotten back to the Super Bowl because they didn't have enough players, but if they had the same, they had the same kind of talent. Let's put it this way. If they had the same kind of talent that they had in 2017, they would have had a better chance. But he was really angry when they took Jalen Hurts. You know, it hasn't fully come out, but I know that for a fact, that he was really, really angry. Now, the problem is he probably let it get to him, and that's a problem. You got to have a great mental makeup as an athlete and certainly as a quarterback. And he apparently didn't have it. And that's a problem.
Now, Howard, you did mention something else that I believe led to his downfall. And you said it, the weapons and the personnel. I mean, it got worse as the years went on for him. 2018 was worse, or 2018 was worse than 17. 18 was worse than 19, and so on and so forth. And you're right. Maybe on top of all that, and then you go ahead and draft the quarterback in the second round, maybe you're pressing too much, and that's maybe what he was doing. But, Howard, I mentioned this to you before. This is a tough place to play, especially quarterback of the Eagles. You got to have it. I mean, you got to have it deep down to come to this town and play. And maybe a kid from North Dakota just wasn't ready for Philadelphia.
Well, we'll find out if a kid from Texas and Jalen Hurts, well, he calls it rat poison. Well, that's fine. You can call it rat poison all you want. The reality is, he's going to get, there's going to be times when he's criticized. No question.
Oh, yeah.
No question. So, all right.
Howard, one last question I have for you, and I'll go. One last question.
Go ahead.
Do you think the Eagles will trade out of six
I think there's at least a 50% chance. And if they do that, actually, they could do anything. I mean, that's Howie Roseman loves to play around there. I don't think they can trade. If they trade up to get a quarterback, I think they're making a mistake because after Trevor Lawrence.
I'm saying trade down for more picks in the future.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, yeah, they could do that. Sure, they could. They love to do that. If the player, it depends on how far they trade down, but if the player is not there that they want, and they'll have a large selection, I don't think they should unless they only move down, let's say, four or five slots. If they do that, then I think they'll be okay. If they, you know, they go more than that to get a lot of picks, I think they're making a mistake. But more picks are better. All right, Matt, have a great day. All right. Since this is our last, I say it's our last Big Carson Wednesday, let's hear more that we won't hear anymore in an Eagles uniform. Carson Wentz and Kyle, why don't we play run the play from the game where he had the torn ACL and threw the last touchdown of his season in 2017.
Wentz back again. He's looking. He pumps. Still looking. He fires. And it is caught! Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey!
How did that happen?
I don't know, but he somehow threaded a needle.
How did that happen?
And with that, Carson Wentz becomes the all-time record holder of touchdown passes as an Eagle in one season.
And that will not be broken for a long time, the way it looks. And remembering that play, remember that was a fourth down. That play was a fourth down. And I remember Carson Wentz limping over to the sideline, and Doug Peterson didn't know the severity of the injury. Carson may have known it at the time. We knew something was wrong. He walked over, and I'm standing there, and Doug said, we're going for it. And Carson Wentz just went, you know, he was a tough guy back then. He just went right back on the field and limped his way back in the pocket and threw the touchdown pass. That's what makes that play even more incredible. In fact, it was fourth down. Nick Foles still had to come in and help win the game against the Rams out in Los Angeles. But that was a huge play. All right, let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on WIP.
My man, Howard, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. 2 points before I get to my pick for love-hate relationship. Number one, you're right. Embiid will not be the MVP.
Well, I don't think he will be, but I don't think he should be either. I think he's having a great year. No,
he's having a very, very, very good year. But you can't miss one quarter of your games be considered an MVP.
No, and you can't bail out on playing against the good centers. But you can't miss all those games. Jokic, yeah. It's amazing. In today's world, it's amazing where players just want to take games off. That Jokic hasn't missed a game yet. Hasn't missed one game.
It's You're right. We might be better without Ben.
Well, if Embiid's on the team, yeah, you are better without Ben.
We're not going to win in the playoffs with Ben because we're playing 5-on-4 because they just don't pay attention to him.
That is correct.
And as far as Carson Wentz, you know, Jalen Hurts is a big thorn in his side, but the bigger thorn is that statue of Nick Foles. And Carson knows he's a better quarterback than Nick. He'll never win a Super Bowl, and he'll never have a statue. And that's got to be eating him that Nick Foles won that MVP and won the Super Bowl.
Well, he's upset that he didn't play. He was such good friends with Nick Foles. I don't think, first of all, he's never seen the statue. I mean, let's be honest. He's never seen that statue. Never. He's never seen the statue. There's no reason he ever goes to that part of the stadium, in the front of the stadium. He's never seen the statue. Regardless, I think people put too much in the statue. It's a good thing. It's just it's a remembrance, and both of the people in that statue are now gone. But that's all right. I think I think Tampa, they had a statue of John Gruden in their facility. I think it's still there. It'd be brutal if they took it away. Yeah. Well, you could put another statue up. Now that they won another Super Bowl, because that was the last time that they won a Super Bowl. So I don't think the statue's a problem. So what's your best love-hate relationship?
AI and Larry Brown.
You know what? It sounds good, and it's good, but it wasn't love-hate. It was tough love, tough love. Allen didn't, he didn't like everything that Larry Brown did.
If that's an understatement.
I'll put you in the running, but I honestly, I don't think that'll win because Larry Brown loved the ability of Allen Iverson. He didn't like the fact that he came to practice late all the time. He wasn't in the best of shape. You know, the term flu-like symptoms was created for Allen Iverson because of his late nights. That's where flu-like symptoms came. What are flu-like? You either have the flu or you don't have the flu.
Exactly.
All right, I'll put you in the running, but I don't think it's going to win because I think it was just, it was a tough love relationship. But thanks for the call, Dennis. Hold on for a second. Hold on. And Kyle, let's go to Bruce and hear from Bruce. I don't know. Bruce, have you called this show in the past?
Once, Howard. I'm generally intimidated by you because I don't want to say something stupid and be called a dope.
No, well, that's all right. But just remember this. People, when I see people, they'll say, in person, they'll say, hey, can you call me a dope? It's a badge of honor. Remember, it's a badge of honor if I call you a dope. It's a badge of honor. And I don't agree with all your weather forecasts either. So just so you know that, I don't agree with all.
Well, we're going to discuss that here because
I'm a meteorologist. You know that.
Well, I do know that you did do some television work many years ago. Do you have a degree in meteorology?
No, but it's easy to get. It'll cost me $20.
You think it's that easy, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's not that easy. But the way that the TV weather people do it nowadays, they all look at the same six models. They all take I'll call it an educated guess, because weather is so unpredictable. It's like
it's
we talked about 5 to 8 inches the other day. There's so many areas. I barely got 3 in my area. Barely got 3 inches
of
snow.
Howard, listen, I respect you completely for your sports. I really do. When I come on the radio, I always think, well, what does Howard think of this? Because I know you have all the ins and outs. But the thing I wanted to bring up to you is a few weeks back before we had that unbelievable storm that dumped 25 to 32 inches of snow in the near northwest suburbs, and you were on a Saturday morning talking about, listen, folks, don't go out and buy all the eggs and the bread. It's going to be a little bit of snow, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 inches, and that's
well,
it.
Well, no, I said,
Howard.
On Saturday morning, I said 6 inches. And if you look at the average in most, you really have to go north. And the TV stations like to go to the Lehigh Valley. I don't live in the Lehigh Valley. And most of the people that watch them and listen to me are not
listen,
in the
Trenton
Lehigh Valley.
Had 16 inches. Now, that's over here in Jersey. Come on.
Okay. Well, and you know what? I had 5 inches.
Where do you live? You in Center City?
No, I'm in Delaware County. I had 5 inches.
Delaware County.
Yeah, I had 5 inches.
Yeah, but a lot of the area was paralyzed by the storm. It really was. And when you come on and you poo-poo it like you do, I've come to the realization that you have an interest in meteorology, and I think that's great. But when you talk about six models, my goodness, there's so many more than that. We have mesoscale models. We have the global models.
Bruce, I'm going to tell you this. Okay. When I gave the prediction, I said, I'm looking at Philadelphia. And Philadelphia, I think it was 7.5 inches at Philadelphia International Airport. And that's what I look at.
So you were off by an inch and a half, Howard.
Okay. And they were off by 15.
Come on, Howard. The storm over the region was a terrible storm.
Wait a minute. It's easy to point out. And let's go back to the basic one of your comments. To go to the market and get all the, what are we going to have, a French toast fest? I mean, it's ridiculous. You know what? The people in Buffalo, the people in Minnesota, the people in the northern part of the country laugh at us. Chicago, they laugh at us.
I agree. Listen,
we are a laughing stock.
That people don't listen. I'm old enough to remember some of the horrible storms in the 50s where the power was off for a week and you couldn't go anywhere. So 21st of March 1956 was the worst storm I ever saw. It stayed cold for a week and you couldn't go anywhere.
Okay, but
things have gotten much better as far as plowing and cindering and the way they do things.
And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about today. You know, other than Philadelphia, Philadelphia is the disaster area in the snow because that, you know, the mayor is, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Oh, don't bring politics into it.
No. He had the one comment I'll never forget when, I guess the people in South Philly are the last to get their stuff plowed and in the side streets and all that. And his comment, this is his comment. His comment is, don't worry, at some point it will melt. You know, so you can't say that. It's not politics. It's stupid. It's just you can't say that.
Well, that's what they do in Atlantic City, Howard. They let it melt. That's how they get rid of it in the city.
Well, that's fine. But here's my point. My point is they scare people to death. I call it Snowmageddon. It's not a disaster. Losing your power is not a good thing. I have a generator, so I'm lucky.
So do I. I have a Generac.
Okay, and not everybody has it. And the people in Texas, because they didn't prepare, if you prepare, you will get through it. But the people
you're
in Texas were unprepared.
And that's, you and I
that's
both
my
agree
big
on
point.
That, Howard.
Yeah, that's
you,
a big
we
point.
Do. We
you, had a,
on
you,
that.
A, you had a sports point, and I want to get to that. All right?
Yeah, first of all, I'm so sick and tired of this. You know, you talk about hype with meteorologists and on TV. I'm so sick and tired of this whole thing with Carson Wentz. I know Ike Reese very well, and he's a member of the LPBB.
What is that? What club is that? That's been disbanded, hasn't it?
Well, that's what I said to him yesterday. I said, Ike, it's time for you and I to discuss the dissolution of this club. And that ruffled his feathers, and he got upset.
It is over.
It has been over. And I was the chairman of the South Jersey chapter, and I gave it up almost 2 months ago because I could see the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
And he got upset with me about that, too. But I love the guy. Don't get me wrong. Listen, my nomination for a love-hate relationship is Scott Rolen. My goodness.
You know, that's actually a good one because and the Phillies now, it's amazing. But you know, I knew Scott really well, and I talked to him about that, and he had a line to me. Well, I'll mention later. Well, I'll mention it now. He says, you know, I talked about talking to the media. He says, I don't care if I'm holding up a package promoting a product on television. That's not what I want to do. He says, I want to play baseball. So he kind of dodged the media a lot. He didn't like it. He went out and played. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, and I know the Phillies are trying to promote him as such, and he obviously wasn't elected this year. I think he was a really good player, but the problem is people jump really quickly. They compared him to Mike Schmidt.
Didn't relate well to him.
Listen,
one of my great heroes when I was a younger man, my father, I used to sit and watch him pitch on Sundays, was the great Super Steve Carlton, but he wouldn't talk to the media either. But and I know why.
I was actually and still am friends with Steve Carlton. I got to know him really well.
He's a good guy.
Yeah,
I ran into him in a local winery down here in South Jersey buying some wine outside of Mays Landing, Ballack Winery.
He's a big wine guy.
We talked about wine, and that's the nicest guy in the world.
He's one of the nice. All right, Bruce, hold on. And by the way, I'm going to continue with my weather forecast because I'm as good as the weather people on TV, just to let you know that. All right. But hold on, and we'll get your information. I am as good. And I don't want to scare people, and I refuse to do that. We'll always get through it. Now, Texas, because they're not prepared. Texas, that whole state is a joke. That is a joke. It's a joke. And it's sad. It's sad for the people, and it's sad their leadership's not very good. It's really sad. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215. But let's not get off topic on the weather. Carson Wentz, you want to talk about the Sixers. And Joel Embiid does bail out, he's having a really good season. He's a really good player. I think the Sixers are better without Ben Simmons as long as he plays. But this is a Carson Wentz day. It's time to say goodbye, and I'll have more. As we go out, and I'll give you the numbers, 215-592-9494. Let's play another great pass by Carson Wentz, Kyle. Let's go with the Boston Scott touchdown. Oh, okay. It's just you're not there yet. And then I'll come back and take care of some business here. Go ahead. Go for it.
Wentz is back. He's looking, still looking. He starts to go. He is firing. Scott! Touchdown! touchdown! Boston Scott!
What a catch.
Corner at the goal line and went in.
What a catch. What a throw. What a catch. It's a back shoulder throw by Carson Wentz, and little Boston Scott somehow finds the football. What a throw. What a catch.
Yeah, it's just we're not going to have those throws anymore from Carson Wentz. All right, WIP Sports Time, 8:41. We know about the Bruner brothers, and you should know. I know, a lot of people know, and the retail stores around Philadelphia, from the Italian Market to Rittenhouse Square, Washington Square, the Comcast Center, and Ardmore Farmers Market. The Bruno Brothers is excited to announce the grand opening of the new store on the main line. It's going to be the middle of March, unless something crazy happens, but it is pretty much locked into the middle of March, and I'll have more on it. They're located in the heart of Wayne, the new store, next to the Lancaster County Farmers Market. This location will be a true culinary food destination, including specialty foods from around the world, a casual wine bar, and even a demo kitchen. The problem is, I'd be at the demo kitchen and I'd be eating all the time. How can you not eat all the great things that they make, whether it's their catering or the food that they have in their locations? Inspired by its Italian market legacy and old world European food markets, the Bruno Brothers. Amazing. The Wayne location is a place where guests can shop, taste, and learn. But don't worry. While it will have exciting new features, guests can still expect the classic DeBruno Brothers offerings and warm customer service everywhere they go, including their new location in Wayne, Pennsylvania. Watch for all the latest on the new, I said new, DeBruno Brothers location. It's going to be in Wayne. I'm going to be there many days of the grand opening week, and I'll see you there, but you can't miss it, and you will not go away hungry. Trust me, or if you do, you're going to bring a lot of stuff home. And you can check it all out at thebruno.com.
Wentz takes the snap. He steps up, firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown! Matthews! Jordan Matthews! A 19-yard strike! The first NFL touchdown pass by Carson Wentz! What a start!
Amazing. 2016, it was a good start. People were excited with Carson Wentz. It really, truly is amazing that it fell apart the way it fell apart. When you think back, and Carson Wentz finally, he didn't say anything. He put up a post, and I retweeted it and put it on my Facebook and Instagram. He sent out a message. He thanked everybody. I don't know how sincere when players leave in most situations. I'll say many situations. I won't say most. Many situations. I really do believe they're sincere in their goodbye to Philadelphia or to the place that they're leaving. And in this case, obviously, Philadelphia. I don't know how sincere it was from Carson Wentz. Thank the organization. Well, he's obviously angry with the organization. He thanked Doug Peterson. And that story where he didn't talk to Doug for 8 to 10 weeks is ridiculous. How do you not talk to Hague? I mean, that's just ridiculous. Now, were Doug and he not on the same page? Yeah, they were not on the same page. But to say that they didn't talk for 8 to 10 weeks is a dramatic attempt at nonsense. Nonsense. You have to talk to the head coach. I mean, you have to go over game plans. Stop. You know, did he not talk to him for the days that he didn't start, or for the games that he didn't start and the weeks he didn't start? Yeah, I could believe that, but not 8 to 10 weeks. Come on, give me the stuff that goes out there in the media. Social media, I said, is not social and it's not media. That's for sure. All right. It's unbelievable. All right, let's go back to the phones. And up next, you know what? Let's go to Charles. I'm going to go to Charles. So let's put Charles up first. Charles, you're on WIP.
How you doing, Howard?
Good. How are you?
Howard, I haven't called you for a while. I've been listening to you, though, since your WWDB days. You're a legend in this town. There's not even a question. That's indisputable, okay?
You are cool.
And I love listening to you every Saturday to hear your anti-Phillies, anti-Sixers rhetoric. And by the way, the Phillies are going to win a division this year, and the Sixers are going to be there.
Whoa. I didn't tell you that they weren't. All I told you is the over-under number, and I'll give those numbers, I'll give them next hour. The over-under numbers, they're only above, I think, four teams in the National League as far as what the over-under number total is. And their odds for the winning the division are gigantic. They're not going to win the division.
All right. I'm going to parks, and I'm putting money on the Phillies to win the division because it's going to happen, Howard. But here's the thing. I called it today, Howard, because
I'm going to go to the Borgata and do it in honor of you then, all right?
Thank you. But here's why I called it today. You come on the beginning of the show. Listen, I respect your opinion. But you're going to come on these airwaves, and you're going to tell me that Joel Embiid is not the MVP of this league. And then a guy like Jokic, by the way, Joel Embiid had Jokic for lunch, dinner, and an after-dinner snack, okay? Jokic, Howard, is not in Joel Embiid's league, okay?
When did he have him for the lunch, dinner, and the after-dinner snack?
They played against each other before, and Embiid's always got the best of him, Howard.
I said, we're talking about this year. Did he play against him this year?
No, he didn't play. He didn't play the game Denver came here.
You mean he took that game off, too? I'm sorry.
Howard, if you're going to tell me that Jokic is in his league, he's not. And by the way, not only is Jokic not in Embiid's league this year, you can name any of your NBA superstars, whether it be Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, the Greek Freak, any of them, James Harden. Embiid is by far the best player in the NBA. Howard, it's not when you come on these airwaves you're embarrassing yourself.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Would you rather have the Greek Freak or Embiid on this team?
Embiid.
Well, you're on drugs.
Howard, if you switched them right now and you put the Greek Freak on this team instead of Joel Embiid, Joel Embiid, Howard, is the most dominant Sixer. Not saying he's Wilt Chamberlain, because Wilt Chamberlain is the greatest NBA player who ever lived, okay? But the fact is, Joel Embiid is the most dominant Sixer. If you're going to tell me you switch him, right? You put the Greek Freak on this team and you put Embiid in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee's a better team than the Sixers. Howard, this guy is an unstoppable force.
Here's what I'll tell you. What the Greek Freak is versus, he could play anywhere on the floor. He could play any position.
Embiid can.
Where
can Embiid play, Howard?
You know what? I've talked to two, I would say, great NBA players. They don't play in the league anymore, but they're great NBA players. And they both told me the same thing. They said Embiid is not a great defensive rebounder. Now, okay, last night there was nobody else to rebound. And nobody else did get any rebounds. So he's there. And sometimes in the NBA, you're there to get the rebound. He's a terrific offensive threat. In the low post, I think he's got to be there more against when you get to the playoffs, it's going to be a little bit different. But Jokic has not missed a game. And first of all, he hasn't played against Jokic because he bailed out in that game. Jokic lost weight. He's in great shape. He's as good or a better shooter. He's a better passer. And he's as good a rebounder as Embiid, if not better. And here's another. Check Embiid's turnovers. The last night wasn't bad. I think he had 6 the game before. Jokic's turnovers are minimal, and he averages double-digit assists, or close to
Howard,
it. There's a difference there. They're both great players, as far as the MVP, Jokic is better.
You're killing me with this. Jokic, listen, he's the best player in the league this year. You could ask any of your NBA experts, Howard. Jokic is not in Embiid's league. Stop. Embiid would destroy you.
We're talking about this year.
You know what Joel Embiid's going to do, Jokic? Do you know that?
What's that?
You know what Joel Embiid would do, Jokic, in a 4-7 series?
He'd destroy him. He had a chance. He'd destroy him. He had a chance to play him this year, and he decided to bail
out. Come on, Howard. Look, he's scared of Jokic. That's ridiculous. Listen, I get your anti-Sixers and anti-Joel Embiid.
I'm not anti-Sixers. I said Joel Embiid is a great player. He's just not the MVP this year. That's all.
He is the MVP. We disagree. Okay. He is the MVP. Now, I'll give you a classic love-hate relationship, and I think it's probably the best one.
Go ahead.
It's Donovan McNabb.
You know what? That's pretty good. I hate to give you the prize, but you might win, Charles.
Howard, great talking to you. You're wrong on this one, but great talking
now,
to you.
Hey, let me just tell you something. You are always wrong, but you're never in doubt. All right, hold on. Hold on. We'll qualify you. 215-592-9494. I'm going to give you the Phillies over-under total for games this year, one. And there's only, I think there's, I got to check it again, three or four teams with worse, according to the odds of the over-under totals. So, all right, 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is 8:58. We're in the midst of winter, but that also means that we're in the midst of Tasty Cake and their great seasonal snack favorites. The best snack cakes and pies anywhere. So we're talking about treats like salted caramel mini donuts, mini chocolate glazed pies. I love all the chocolate stuff, but the best one I love, and it's not just the chocolate, it's the Tasty Claire baked pie. There's so many good things in Tasty Cake, but seasonal favorites are really big with Tasty Cake. It doesn't get any more delicious, so head down to your nearest store and pick up some Tasty Cake treats because nothing satisfies like the uniquely sweet taste of Tasty Cake, except no substitutes. Follow Tasty Cake on Facebook and Instagram for more. Darren Sproles. We miss both those guys. Oh, my gosh. Well, let's put it this way. People... Again, I don't know if people are going to miss Carson Wentz. They're mad. They're upset at Carson Wentz. Whether they miss him, I don't know. There's probably going to be a small percentage of people that are going to miss him the way it ended. It ended really bad. And we talked about where it fell apart, what happened. I think it was draft day when they drafted Jalen Hurts. That was the beginning of the end. Because he was really angry with the organization. He was angry with the pick. And then it went down. And then, for whatever reason, I don't know why he grew sour with Doug Peterson. Now, again, I mentioned that they didn't, that story that they didn't talk for the last 8 to 10 weeks is ridiculous. Now, could they have not spoken when he wasn't the starter? Sure. And did they see eye to eye? No, they didn't. And Carson Wentz did things that Doug Peterson didn't like, and he asked him, you know, to be better at certain things, and he didn't. Are you upset with the compensation and your faith in the Eagles to make this right? Because obviously that was a bad pick, and he traded away a lot of picks to get there. So we can talk about that. But also, the best love-hate relationships to win a $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers. Go to DeBruno.com and you see all the great stuff. The food makes me hungry just thinking about it. And get ready for their new location, which will open up the middle of March, and I will be there. I'll nail it down specifically when we get closer. The middle of March in Wayne, Pennsylvania, and you will love it. But I have a $100 gift certificate for what we determine is the best love-hate relationship. It doesn't have to be Philadelphia. It can be anywhere. And we'll go through some more of those as well. And obviously there's some people that are upset with my take that Embiid is not the MVP. Well, he's not the MVP. Now, he's having a great year. Great year. But you can't miss all those games and be the MVP. You can't. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Thanks. It's a pleasure talking to you because you have such a great sports IQ and you talk about other subjects. And all I have to say, before I get to the Phillies point, I just want to wish Carson Wentz well, and maybe we'll stop beating the subject to death, like especially the guy at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's all he ever talks about. But anyway, besides that, I'm outraged about the Phillies bought a Dubel Herrera in. Now, there's a policy in the NFL if you're accused of domestic abuse or whatever. You know, you're pretty much not allowed to come back. Now,
let me just correct you on this. Let me just say this. I think sports is a disgrace when it comes to domestic abusers. And it's not just baseball. It's not just the Phillies. But if Odubel Herrera is on the major league roster, I think it's an insult and a disgrace to women. And it's an insult and disgrace to their fan base. And I think I think John Middleton is better than that, but Joe Girardi bailed out the other day, says, well, it's the rule. You have to give him a chance. It's collectively bargained. Well, that's a disgrace by the union, and baseball didn't want to fight that. But
right.
Kansas City, where Kareem Hunt went to, what, Cleveland? He was cut by Kansas City, but he went somewhere else.
Right.
Obviously, nobody wants Odubel Herrera. You don't think the Phillies tried to trade him? And they would have sucked up the money. They tried to trade him, and nobody wants him. But that's number one. And then you got Hill, the wide receiver, who, you know, again, the women just don't want to prosecute. And that's kind of a sad situation. But I have zero tolerance for domestic abusers. It is a absolutely disgraceful, despicable act by a man, especially a man who, you know, who's stronger and athletic. And it's,
right,
it's,
right.
I think about, it would be, if he's on the team, I think it's a disgrace. But
yeah, they brought him in, but I agree with you.
Well, they invited him. He's not on the major league roster. He's on the, I don't even know if he's on the 40-man. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
But they invited him to camp. Let's leave it at that. Okay. But I think it's a disgrace.
I know it is. But anyway, my point, and my second point about those, if they could have picked up maybe one more starter instead of bringing in like three or four of these has-beens, they could have combined that money together. Like they could have took Valsquez off the roster. They could, instead of signing Moore for $3 million, they could have maybe taken a chance on Charlie Morton. I don't know what he's got, but he'd certainly be better.
Yeah, they already, that train has already left the station. And Charlie Morton was a mistake by Matt Klentak. To not keep Charlie Morton is a really, really good pitcher. But let me tell you, these pitchers that they signed a lot, or players and pitchers that they sign right now, they can cut them before the season and not pay that contract. A lot of them are in that situation. So that's one of the reasons they have signed those people. But I think less than five inning Vinny and Vinny Velasquez is a joke. I mean, how many years are they going to hang with him? He is just brutal. I agree with that.
Yeah. Oh, you know, one very last thing. A couple weeks ago, you mentioned about the incident in Florida about the lady turned, talked about how the numbers were fudged by the governor. Did your buddy tell you, so my brother lives in Kissimmee, did he tell you that the governor had the state police go in and they held guns on the husband and wife and the two kids, 4 years old and 6 years old, and the wife said, the mother said, you're holding a gun on my kids, and she had to say, finally, the cop yelled and screamed to get them out of the house. They were holding guns on them to confiscate their computer and cell phone.
Well, but here's what I don't understand the situation, and I'm not going to address it because I don't know everything that went down there. Do you have somebody, a love-hate relationship?
Yes. My first one was taken. How about Albert Bell and Cleveland team?
You know, most people don't remember that, but that's probably not a bad one. I'll qualify you. I don't know if it's going to win, but I will qualify you. How's that? All right.
All right. Thanks. It's a pleasure talking to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. I understand that. I'm kidding. All right. Let's go to who's next? Andy, you're on WIP.
Howard, you know what's the difference between Jokic and Denver and Embiid and our Philadelphia 76ers? Denver is barely three games over 500.
Do you see the conference
they're
playing
in the Eastern Conference?
What do you see the conference they're playing in?
Yeah, but you look at that team. They got Porter. They got Murray. They don't got bums on that team. They got studs on that team.
Well,
Embiid, did you hear what I said? Embiid's carrying the Sixers to first place in the Eastern Conference. Ben Simmons is almost averaging a triple-double. We got a great young core.
Well, he's not almost averaging
Sixers,
a triple-double. Ben Simmons is not almost. You can almost averaging. He's light years away because he's not going to average a triple-double.
What are you talking about? He's averaging close to 16 and 8 assists a game. That's close to a triple-double. Stop hating on the Sixers, man.
Okay.
They're doing big things. Hating on them.
Yeah, but he's like two under in two of the categories, so that's not close, all right? So I'm not hating on him. I'm giving you reality.
Do you like
Ben Simmons as a player?
Of course, I love everything he does. Does he shoot like we want him to?
No, but that's not his game. He plays great defense.
And you know what? And you know what's going to happen in the playoffs?
The ball well.
Watch and see what happens in the playoffs.
Look what he did. Look what he did against Utah, cuz the number one team in the NBA. He dropped 42.
And you know what? And once Embiid wasn't playing, they knew that they had the Sixers, and I think they let up a little bit. And you have him; he didn't do anything away from the basket.
They let up a little bit. That's not his game. His game's not outside of the basket.
Yeah, but he's not going to be able to do that in the playoffs. If you ever played, and you won't play Utah in the playoffs because you're not going to get to the finals, whether either team.
You don't
gets
know that. You don't know. Who scares
that.
You in the East? You said the Greek Freak. Come on, man. That team's barely above 500, too.
Yeah,
they got nobody but the Greek Freak on that team.
You just made my point there, genius, because my point was the East, even the good team, and Milwaukee's one of the better teams. Who is good in the East?
And that's a pretty damn good.
And that's it.
And the Sixers are pretty damn good.
And you know what? They lost to the Nets without Kyrie Irving and Durant in one of the games.
So who scares you in the West?
Okay.
The Lakers, you got two teams. You got the Lakers. I ain't buying Utah. I ain't buying Utah. I'm not sold on that team. Come on. They're balling now, but in the playoffs, you really think Mitchell and Gobert is going to carry them?
Mitchell was the rookie of the year, and he got screwed out of that. He's a terrific player.
So he wasn't the rookie of the year, okay?
Yes, he was. By the players, he was. By the players voted,
he was. Did he win the award?
No, because the award's a joke.
So he wasn't the rookie of the year.
And Simmons was in his second year. He was in his second year.
But he didn't play his first year.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He was in his second year, and he practiced with the team. So he was in the second year in the NBA.
Same way you hated on AI all the time.
I think AI is a terrific player, but he just his things off the court were not conducive.
You didn't think he was a terrific player when he was here playing?
I don't think he was a terrific. No, I didn't think he was a terrific shooter. I thought his athletic and his skills were really, really good.
Yeah,
and
but all you did was rip him when he was here. Come on, man.
I ripped him on being late for practice and not doing the things that Larry Brown wanted him to do. That's what I ripped him for. You got to remember, if you're going to remember all these things, you got to remember it correctly. All right.
Oh man.
No, don't give me all man.
You were always a lapdog for the Eagles and you love ripping the Sixers. Come on, man. We got to call it how we hear it.
Again, you're wrong again. Killed the Eagles.
Okay, you
for
never
years.
Ripped Andy Reid. Andy Reid
is one of the greatest coaches in NFL history.
Yeah, but he was horrible.
Did I criticize him at times?
We should have at least won one Super Bowl.
Pipe down there for
a
second.
And you would never rip him. Never.
Hey, Spanky, pipe down there for a second. I did criticize Andy Reid at times, but he's a great coach. He's a great coach. You want me to rip a great coach? At times I did. But on the whole, his body of work is tremendous. And there were years that I killed the Eagles. And players in the past will tell you I killed the Eagles.
Maybe
killed
the Rich Kotite years, not the Andy Reid years, because you can't rip Embiid.
No, don't tell me, but you said never. You said never. All right, who's your – you're wrong, and the MVP is either Jokic, and I don't like LeFraud James, but
Jokic, they're barely over 500. You know they're not winning the
MVP on a
team.
They're in a much better conference. Give me – who have the Sixers played that's good? Tell me what good teams they played.
Come on, man. They're
tell
the
me what
team
good
the
teams
they
played. I'm asking you for one answer.
They played Utah. They played the Nets.
And they lost to Utah, and they lost to the Nets without Durant and Kyrie Irving not playing that game.
They got the best team in the East.
The only good team
with an MVP.
The only good team
points.
They've beaten are the Lakers, and that was at the end of a 14-game road trip, and the Lakers lost by 15.
Yo, you can only play
too.
Who's on your schedule, right?
That's not my point. That wasn't my question. They haven't scheduled Milwaukee against them yet, and they haven't scheduled the good teams they played. They lost to. They played Toronto at the beginning of the year when they sucked. They played Boston and Miami when they were out without their best players. So just pipe down there.
I got a love hate for you, but when Embiid wins the MVP, you got to come on here and say, you know what? I was wrong about that guy.
I wasn't. He won't win the MVP. And what are you going to do when he doesn't win it?
I'll come on and say, you know what? I was wrong about Embiid. I'm man
well,
enough to say
that,
but
now.
I think he's going to win it.
He's a great player, but he's not going to
be the MVP. I think he's
going to
win it. How about when he does win it, though? You're going to come on and say, you know what? I was wrong.
Well, I'm going to say he won it.
Okay. So you were wrong when he wins it.
Well,
but my love hate.
The voters will be wrong.
All right. My love hate, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
How about LeBron James. They loved him when Cleveland got him, hated him when he left, and then loved him when he came back and won the chip for him.
Yeah, that's really an interesting. Am I going to give you that? Well, I'll qualify it. All right, so LeBron James. Okay, hold on there, genius. All right, let's go. Who was that, Jim? That was Andy. Let's go to Harvey. Harvey, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about Wentz, but one thing about weather in Philadelphia that's always confused me. Well, not confused, but everything that's recorded as far as history in weather is from the airport. The airport is right by the river, and it's at sea level, whereas you have other parts of the city in the area that are much higher in elevation. So when it snows, you're going to have more snow. So I always thought that that was kind of off kilter.
Well, but here, when I give the forecast, I mean, but in and around that area, and I love the I-95 corridor. I love when people talk about the I-95 corridor, when weather people talk about that. But I am in a higher area elevation in Delaware County. There's a lot of hills and high level out here, and I only got 5 inches when everybody was complaining about that last big storm.
Well, up here in Somerton, we got much more because, every storm is different the way it comes.
Well, that's my point, but you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
My biggest point is stop scaring people. And
they go to the weather guy. It's so ridiculous, you know.
Yeah. I hear you.
Okay, my Wentz point is I can't understand these people that feel that he could have stayed. There's no way he could have stayed. Imagine what it would have done to the team. I mean, it would, first of all, how would a new coach and a new coaching staff deal with that situation?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the problem that I have with players. This demanding that it don't become like, if you become like the NBA, you're going to be as broken as the NBA is. The NBA is a broken product. The All-Star game is a joke. The commissioner's a joke. But you can't let the players run the league. And Draymond Green going off. I mean, they sit a guy down because they want to trade him. Just shut up. The guy's getting his money. And this is what players decide not to play when they don't want to play. So, in the NFL, you can't let that happen. And Carson Wentz let it get so bad, I think there had to be somebody to stand up to him and say, listen, this is what we're going to do. This is what I think you should do. And if you don't get better, you're going to sit. So the Eagles have to suffer for 1 year with the cap hit. Their cap was screwed up anyway. And they still have it. They have at least a couple of years before they can put Humpty Dumpty back together again, basically. And it's going to take a couple of years, and it's going to take a couple of good drafts. Players, if the player is talented enough, you've got to tell him, listen, you work for me. We gave you this contract. You talked about being here for a long, long time and being the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. It's about time you adhere to the words that you said and you mentioned to everybody in Philadelphia. And that's the way I would treat it.
Yeah. The other thing is these people that were saying in the last 2 days that the Eagles could have gotten more. What they're looking at it from one point of view, the Eagles. But you got another team. You're negotiating, you got two sides. It isn't one-sided.
I know. And you didn't have a lot of interest in him. Interesting.
He's damaged goods mentally and physically, and that's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know if he's damaged goods. He's just not the same player. Just a shame. He's just not the same player.
Now, love, hate, I'm going to take it one step further. A hate, love, hate relationship.
Boy, you're going all over the place.
I was at the vet when he made that play at first base. We won the World Series in 1980. We hated him when he played for the Reds.
Yeah, I know. You're going to say Pete Rose. Pete Rose. You hated him when he was with the Reds, and you loved him when he was with the Phillies. That's kind of an interesting dynamic, and then people hate him now for what he did. You know what? I'm gonna put you in the mix. Hold on, and we'll put you in the mix for the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Check all their good things, their great things out at thebruno.com. Check out all their locations. If you're hungry today, stop by. You won't be hungry once you leave there. Well, you will be until you get home and start eating everything. And get ready for their new location in Wayne, which opens up in the middle of March. 215-592-9494. We'll get back and talk about Carson Wentz, talk about the Sixers, talk about who the MVP is, whatever you want to talk about. Are they better or not better with Ben Simmons on this team, as long as Joel Embiid decides that he doesn't have back stiffness? Are they better or not better? WIP Sports Time is now 9:22. It's amazing. Yeah, I remember that play. Travis Fulgham, he was here today, and you know, it was so quick, it was like a flash of light, and he was gone tomorrow. What the hell happened? Well, I know what happened to Travis Fulgham, but that's another story for another day. But we're playing a lot of Carson Wentz. I mean, he had some really good throws. I mean, he had a throw to Miles Sanders in the end zone, which was a great, it was a great catch by mine, but it was a great throw. It's just, oh my God, what happened? What the hell happened? Really, what happened? All right, let's go back to the phones. Who's up next, Kyle? I don't have it in front. Who is it? All right, let's go to Adrian. Let's listen to this nonsense.
Hey, Howard, hey, listen, man. Come on. You talking about he ducking Jokic? He ducking Rudy Gobert? He had 27-16 the last time he seen Jokic. And the last time he seen Rudy Gobert.
You know what? You don't take – you got to – I'm talking – we're talking about this year. So let's focus on this year. I know it's hard for you.
No.
Let me finish. It's hard for you to focus. I understand that. But Jokic got in shape, and he's in great shape. He lost weight. He is flat out terrific. He is unbelievable. He's not only a great shooter, he's a terrific passer. For a big guy like that to score that many points, 20 some points a game, to average, to average close to and right around double digit assists, double digit rebounds, and he turns the ball over so little, where Embiid is a turnover machine.
He's not a turnover machine, Howard. And let me just say this. Embiid goes to the line way more than he does. So that means that Embiid affects the game way more than a Jokic do. That's why they're only three games over 500. And Embiid, the team is in first place. I mean,
What tough centers has Embiid played this year? Oh, he didn't. Davis. Oh, I'm sorry.
Davis, the number one center in the league. Davis. Ain't none of them guys you mentioned is better than Davis in L.A. They beat the champs, the defending champs.
You can't use that game, and I'm going to tell you why.
And you can't use it. How would they play it?
He started tugging on his calf. He didn't even show up that game. And he's not even a center. He's a great center. He's not even a center.
Hey, look, he killed
he's
Davis
a power forward.
Davis.
He's not even a center.
Right, so let me just say this.
You are a dope.
Hold up. Well, look, it's like a double standard with you. You always mention 2017, but you don't mention that the Eagles played the last place schedule and only played one team over 500. But you always convert back to 2017 with Carson Wentz. Once they figured Wentz out, Wentz is what he was. That was a big jump for you, Howard.
It doesn't matter who Wentz
was.
He's
a bum. Wentz is a bum.
He was the MVP that year. He was the MVP.
Wait, did he get MVP?
No, because he was hurt the last three games. He
should have been. Because he was hurt the last three games. If he was such a great MVP, why did he get it on what he did the first 13 games.
Because you know what I mean? he missed the last three games.
So stop. You're a hater.
Because the writers who vote are idiots.
You hate on Embiid. You hate on Ben Simmons. I do not hate anybody.
Embiid is a great player. He's having a great season. He's having a great season.
However, he's not the MVP,
in my opinion.
So MVP actually stands for the most valuable player.
He's missed a quarter of the games. You can't be the MVP and bail out all the time.
Listen to me. And they're still in first place. That's amazing.
And who's in the conference? Other than the Nets?
They're playing without players all the time. Look, I can't pick who all the teams was. You didn't do that when the Eagles was in first place in 2017. They played all them bum teams.
Football and basketball are apples and oranges.
You know, but let me say this to you.
Get out of here. I can't take it anymore. I got a headache from you. I got a headache. You understand that? And it's a severe headache. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Man, Howard, you're really getting your stones busted today.
Hey, listen, I get them busted all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm a big fan of you, but I kind of agree that Embiid earned my respect this year. He's in better shape.
I'm saying he's a great player. He's just not the MVP. You can't miss all those games and be the most valuable player. You can't.
I understand.
And I don't think it's coincidence that he misses them against good centers.
Well, I don't know. Well, we'll find out in the playoffs.
Yes, we will.
I think that he has such a great shot from the outside. What a sweet touch for a big guy.
So does Jokic.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm sure he's a great player. I'm not a huge fan of who's Jokic play for. I don't even know.
Denver. So you're going to argue this point, and you're going to tell me you don't even know who he plays for.
Well, I don't.
Here's the problem with respect around the country, which is respect around the league. And
sure.
I'll go back and I'll use as an example Jimmy Rollins. The year he won the MVP, he was not the MVP. Matt Holiday was the MVP, but he played at Colorado. They're in a weird time zone. They're never on national, hardly ever on national TV. Matt Holiday was unbelievable for Colorado to get to the playoffs and eventually beat the Phillies. Unbelievable
right.
in September. So now Jokic plays in Denver in a weird time zone. They're not on TV everybody's on TV. But they don't get the attention when you either got to play East Coast or West Coast. In the middle doesn't work a lot of times to get the attention that you need because it's a popularity contest.
Yeah, I look at Embiid and compare him to Chamberlain. I mean, I think he's a much better basketball player than Will.
You're out of your mind. Absolutely. I don't care about numbers. But foul shooting, when Wilt scored 100, he had 28 for 32. Now, that's an exception. Wilt was not a good foul shooter. Wilt was one of the most dominant players in NBA history. Dominant. Embiid is not dominant. He's a scorer. He doesn't dominate. He scores. Wilt, just think how crazy this is. He averaged, 30 points a game, 25 rebounds a game. Averaged. He played... Over one season, he played over 48 minutes a game. His average was over 48 because he played every minute of every game, and he played in the overtimes. So it is mind-boggling. If you really break down Wilt's numbers and to say Embiid is better than Wilt, the game's different. You don't have to dominate now. When you take jump shots, you don't dominate. Wilt dominated on the boards. When he wanted to have assists, he had assists. Wilt was unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I understand. I was just a little kid when Wilt played.
So was I, but I just kind of looked through the history of the game, which people now don't. For people to say that Embiid's better than Wilt, you're out of Mars.
The players he played against, a bunch of little, short white guys.
I don't
back
care.
Then.
He's still... What do you mean a little? It doesn't matter. You play who you play. Who are they playing against? There's no defense now in the NBA. None. Zero. There's zero defense in the NBA until you get to the playoffs. Zero. Look at all these scores. It is a joke. It's a joke. It really is.
One more thing, too, Howard. Yeah. I want to tell you how much I enjoy listening to you. But one more thing is I think the Indianapolis Colts with Carson Wentz are going to win a Super Bowl. Him and Wright clicked. They clicked.
Well,
I don't think that Wentz clicked with
Carson's got it. He's got to start listening to the coaches, and he's got to correct some things too. He's got to correct his fundamentals.
He kind of lost it there. Yeah, well,
his accuracy percentage, and all these people with all these websites was 46%. That's terrible.
I know.
I don't know why he couldn't find open receivers last year. But he threw in the double coverage.
17, he was unbelievable in 17.
Yeah,
he really was.
And
Great leadership.
Could he get back there? Well, Indianapolis is going to win their division. And the reason they're going to win their division is because you see who else is in Houston. And, that's a mess. And who's the other team in that division? I looked at it yesterday. I forgot who the other – who's bad, another bad team. Oh, Jacksonville. And they're not going to be good enough yet. So, now. How's Jackson?
Yeah, I have a I can't use it. I won already, but I had a good one, so I'm not going to I'll reserve it.
Don't give it away. Okay.
All right.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for jumping in this morning. Have a great weekend. All right, we'll get back to Donnell. We'll get Darnell, Charles, Crystal, Tim. We'll get to all you guys. There's a bunch of them. I'm going to try to rattle through and get it done quickly so we can get a contest winner. We have a lot of good ones. Love-hate relationships to win the best ones, and Kyle and I will determine that to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Check all their great stuff out at thebruno.com, and I can't wait for their new store in Wayne opening up. Probably a soft opening on March 15th, but somewhere around the middle of March, but I'll keep you tuned into that, and I'm going to stop out there. So if you want to say hello, I'll be out there at their openings too. WIP Sports Time is now 9:39, and I want to tell you about Tasty Cake. I want to tell you about Tasty Cake because that's another good food. Man, we love food, don't we? We love snacks, and we love Tasty Cake. To Philadelphia. Now that is legendary in Philadelphia. That is a staple. And Tasty Cake always has these seasonal favorites. They are the best snack cakes and pies you can find anywhere. And they're not just in the Philadelphia area anymore. They're all over the country. Treats like salted caramel mini donuts, mint chocolate glazed pies, chocolate lovers. The Tasty Claire baked pies is another one. Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's so good. I could pick up anything off that shelf and say, man, this is really great. But seasonal favorites are terrific. It doesn't get any more delicious. So head down to your nearest store and pick up some Tasty Cake treats because nothing satisfies like the uniquely sweet taste of Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes. Follow Tasty Cake on Facebook and Instagram for more.
Wentz takes the snap again. He looks. He steps up. Still looking. He dashes to his left. He dashes to his right. He is starting to run. Now he fires downfield. Caught. Aguilar. 3 at the 10. Touchdown, Eagles.
Listen, this is Carson Wentz pulling something out of the hat.
Pulling something out of the hat. Well, his hat will now have a horseshoe on it because he's a Colt. People will get over it, but the first good or bad game that Carson Wentz has, it will be a Carson Wentz Monday on WIP. We don't let go in this town. Not me, because sometimes you gotta let it go. You gotta let it go, but it's gonna sting for a while because the Eagles, I would find it hard to think that they're gonna be a good enough team to do anything. Now, will they compete for a playoff spot? Yeah, because the division sucks. So the division is so bad. Andrew Brandt put out something. The teams that have the best chance of going from worst to first, and he has the Eagles in there. Well, yeah, because the NFL is so mediocre anymore, and it's the most mediocre division. I wouldn't put it there. All right, let's go to Darnell. Darnell, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard.
Yes.
I told you play with an edge. But anyhow,
Well, one other thing, just a word of advice. I play hard. That's what I do. I play hard.
Nothing wrong with it, Howard. Yeah. Hey, listen, man. Take it easy on those tasty cakes, bro. You didn't do all that walking for nothing.
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you something, man. I have lost 30 pounds during this. If there's anything, there's nothing good about a pandemic. Nothing. And I had COVID. But I lost 30 pounds walking 15 to 18 miles a day, some days 20.
I know.
Now I'm back up. Even in the snow the other day, I walked 13 miles.
Okay, so you're still walking then?
I'm still walking every day. Yesterday I walked 12 and a half miles.
You can eat a couple of cupcakes, all right?
There you go. Thanks.
All right, listen, real quick. As far as Carson is concerned, listen, here's my challenge with him. He has played hurt and would not tell the team. All right. Ever since he got hurt in 17 and he came back in 18, mm-hmm. he was playing hurt. Most of that season, he was playing hurt, but he wasn't saying anything. But I know that man was playing hurt.
Yeah, football players, for the most part, play hurt.
No.
And they don't complain. The NBA players, you have a bruise on your calf. It was a joke.
I don't even want to go there. But I'm saying, football-wise, ego-wise, I'm saying he hurt to the detriment of himself and the team, in my opinion, okay? And he has had some quality throws as you've been playing today, all right? But by and large, when he got hurt, man, he just began to go, okay? Because he wasn't honest with himself.
Yeah, and here's the problem. Mentally, he let too many things affect him.
Yes, I agree.
I don't think he's as bad as he was this year, mm-hmm. but he's probably not as good as he was in 2017.
Right.
So, you know, looking at it two different ways. Yep.
Right. And as far as you're talking about Aunt B, I agree, man. You can't be missing all those games and expect to be some MVP.
Now, you really can't do that. How can you be the MVP when you miss all those games?
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with that.
Yeah, it's just, that's why I think Jokic is the MVP. But you have a love hate.
Yeah, man. They done snatched a couple of my good ones, but I think this is a good one. I'm going with Michael Jack Smith.
You know what? It was, but people kind of loved him at the end. I don't know.
No, I know at the end of his career, et cetera. But during his career, during those 500 home runs, it was a love-hate relationship with that brother.
Yeah, it's not a bad one. All right, I'll qualify you. But I don't know that it'll win, but I'll qualify you. Just because you're such a good guy. How's that? All right. Let's go. Charles? Charles, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
Terrific. I've never had a bad day in my life.
I'm calling because you're having a bad day today with saying Jokic is better than Embiid and he's the MVP. I truly disagree.
Well, you mean you just don't disagree. You truly disagree.
Yes, because you're saying turnovers. They both average the same amount of turnovers a game. And Jokic has only played five more games than Joel.
I don't think so. I don't think so. And I'm going to check that. But I can tell you they don't. But I don't think so. All right, so let me give you let's go Embiid stats. He's averaging 30 points a game, 30 and a half points a game. His assists are 3.2 a game, all right? And his rebounds are 11 a game. Now, his turnovers – he averages 3.5. Okay, 3.5. All right. Now remember, it's turnovers, which is always going to be a lower number. All right. So Jokic averages 8.6 assists a game. He averages 11.2 rebounds a game. So he averages a little more in rebounds than Embiid. He averages 27 points a game. Now remember, he's got a scorer on that team that's lights out. and who is it, Murray. But it's just the numbers are close. The better. And let me get to Jokic. I'm going to get to Jokic. Where is it? I'm trying to find this while I'm talking to you. And let me see. Jokic. All right. Jokic. His, as I said, 27 points again, 8.6 assists a game, 11.2 rebounds. So he averages more rebounds than Embiid.
And turnovers,
you're right, it's close. But the ratio of turnovers is basically 3-1. Basically, not quite 3-1. Let's say 2.5-1. Where Embiid's is much different. It's 50%.
But you got to factor in, Embiid gets way more double teams than Jokic. So that's going to cause turnovers.
Yeah, but Jokic is just a bet. I don't care about the double team. Are you going to tell me Embiid's a good passer?
Now he is this year, since there's more space, and he's a way much better passer than he was when everybody was in the paint.
They slapped the ball away. He turns the ball. He had six turnovers the other night.
He has way less turnovers this year than he did last year.
Okay, so the numbers are, I would say, they're equal, not quite equal in points. He's a little bit better. Jokic is a little bit better in rebounds and much better in assists. All right. So, but who's playing in the tougher conference?
Well, Jokic is, but Embiid, who's a better center in this league than Joel Embiid? You keep saying
but the center position, the center position's not the center position anymore.
Okay, but you're saying he's sitting out against all these good centers, but there's no good centers. Who's better than Joel Embiid?
Okay, well, then why does he sit out against the better centers in the league? When he takes games off, and he takes games.
There's only two centers that he didn't play against yet this year, and that's Jokic and Gobert. But when he went up against them.
There was another one. I forget the other. He's missed like seven games. There was one or two others.
He's missed five less games than Jokic.
No. Jokic hasn't missed any games.
I'm looking at it right now. Jokic has only played 28 games.
That's all they play. They played 29 games.
He's missed one game. Been 31. Well, has it been because of COVID?
Yeah, you missed. No. He played last night, so he's played in all 29 games. He's played in all 29 games.
Did they have games canceled?
I don't care. Every game that they've played, he's played in. He's played in all 29 games.
But there's been more than 29 games played.
They're 16 and 13. That, by my math, that's 29, correct?
Okay. So he did play all his games.
Okay.
However,
and did Embiid and how many games and how many games has Embiid played?
24.
And let's see how many games the Sixers are Sixers have played 30 games, so he's missed six games. I think he's played, are you sure he's played in 24?
Yes. If you include last night, I believe that's 24.
Okay, well, I'm going to check it for you. He missed six games. Okay, he missed six games. Jokic has missed zero. Zero.
Okay, but
zero.
That makes him better.
Zero. All right. What's your best love?
In the myth that they average
your best love hate relationship.
I would go with Ryan Howard.
Well, where did they hate him?
Where? Are you serious? They didn't like him the last 2 years they made it.
Yeah,
to
because
the playoffs.
His numbers were. Yeah, but that's based solely on numbers. It wasn't a personality thing. It wasn't a lot of. I wouldn't put Ryan Howard in there. All right. So, but that's all right. I mean, I just wouldn't put Ryan Howard in there. All right, let's go to Crystal. Crystal, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard.
Hi.
Hey. I did read Wentz's farewell letter. I thought it was pretty generic. It sounded like something that was his agent probably told him the way to write it.
I'm sure he had help in writing it. But, it's too late. I mean, those things, I don't know about the sincerity in it. He thanks Doug, Doug Peterson, which he had to do. Thanks the organization. He didn't like him drift. I just don't think, I don't get the total sincerity from it, but at least he put something out. At least he said something.
Yeah, it was a very sad ending. I felt bad. Yes. In a way, I felt bad for him.
Yes, you know, it's just, he was the franchise quarterback, and now he's not even close. Another mistake. Quarterbacks, it's a hard position, but the Eagles put a lot into it, and it didn't work for a lot of reasons.
I don't think he ever recovered from the head injury.
No. Well, I don't know about that. He did almost the first half of the first game this season, and then all of a sudden it went in a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it, I don't, you know, it's hard to pinpoint, but it wasn't good. So what is your best or your love-hate relationship?
Terrell Owens.
Yeah. All right. Hold on, Crystal. I'm going to see if I can get a couple more people with just that. Terrell Owens. That's, oof, boy. Let's go to Tim. Tim, you're on WIP.
Yeah, a couple things. First, Howard, Carson Wentz, you know, come on. You're going to break up with your girlfriend and send her a text? Like, no, you got to look at the camera. You're looking and dress us. And,
some of them do. But, all right, what's your best? That's not a bad line. Your best love-hate relationship?
Mitch Williams. We egged his house. Now we buy him beers.
Damn, that's really good. All right, hold on. This is going to be tougher than I thought. All right, let's go to Rick. Rick, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Don't have the luxury of listening all day, so if it's been said, I apologize, but I would go with O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, that goes too far back, and it's just, you know, we're bringing murder into it, too. But he was not mentioned. But thanks for joining in there, Rick. Let's go to Rob, and we'll close it out. Rob, best
hey, love. King.
Go ahead, best one.
My best one is Billy Martin.
Yeah, it's good, but it's too far back. But thanks. All right, Kyle, we have you're going to help me with this.
Yes.
We got McNabb, mm-hmm. We got T.O., and Mitch was what was it? Mitch was good. What was one of the last ones?
Mitch was good. Yeah, I think Mitch, T.O., and McNabb for me. I think between. I like McNabb, but people came in with T.O. and Mitch, so I'm not sure.
Darn. That's really – all right. Flip a coin.
Number five will always love you.
All right. There you go. T.O.'s right there. You know, save that name. I'm going to try to send that person something. Save the name that had T.O. It took so long to get T.O. But
yeah, it was crystal.
Everybody thanks. So, all right. Who was it that had McNabb?
McNabb was Charles and Crystal T.O.
Okay. All right. And Charles, you win the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers. You'll love it. Check all their stuff out at DeBruno.com. Get ready for their new store coming up the middle of March. Glenn and Ray are next. Thanks to Kyle Quinn on the other side. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay warm. WIP Sports Time is now 9:58.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.